What made this the right game to insert Dmitry Kulikov back into your lineup, Paul?
Well, when I took him out, I wasn't angry at him. I wasn't disappointed with his play. I thought he was fine. But Joe, we liked the way that Joe started. He had the injury. Buff comes back. I'm not going to say it wasn't fair for Dmitry to come up, but there wasn't a reason for it. And Joe had played well, had a tough night. So it was just kind of an open door more than anything else.
What's been missing on that third pairing? I mean, specifically defensively, there have been a couple tough nights for them.
Yeah, I don't think that I have a direct answer for you. I think when they've moved the puck well and they've played well, they've been really good. I would say that I look at that pairing as a function of the group on the ice. It's not. It's never just the two guys. You know, I mean, we've Buff and Benny Sherrod had a tough night in Nashville. That happens. And early in the season, it makes your numbers look ugly.
What's the biggest challenge the Leafs present to your group tonight?
Well, the real challenge is where we're at in our game. So that what they're very good is transition hockey. And then making you pay off that. There's such a highly skilled team that if you're giving them odd man rushes or you're spending too much time in your end because you're doing things that keep you out of their end, the standard stuff, turnovers at the line, not hanging onto the puck in the offensive zone, those kind of things, and clearly their power play. So both teams are going to want to try to do basically the same thing. How much time can we spend in the other team's end? And how much can we frustrate them into plays that will feed our offensive game? So it's going to be a great test of where the teams are at.
Blake often talks about the responsibility on the forwards to backfill so that the defense can be aggressive and maintain that gap. Does that kind of become almost priority one tonight?
Well, we when we're at our best, we play without the puck. We play a very hard gap defensive game. The only way that works is if the forwards do the job that they need to do, and it looks awful ugly if they don't. You'll find a D pinching up in the neutral zone and creates the two-on-one, and you ask the question, why is the defenseman pinching up there? Because the coach wants him to. This is the answer. I want that hard gap game. And the other reason would, if it doesn't go south, if some forward didn't do his job to allow that to happen. So the play between our forwards, they rely on each other completely in the game that we play. It's very aggressive. It's a very hard gap game. And you can't be setting your gap on a puck carrier when somebody else hasn't done their job. So we're either blown onto odd man rushes or we're afraid of them and our gap's way off. It's all about what the forwards allow our defense to do.
You also kind of talked last year, and keeping in mind there is a game between the two against Detroit, but you talked last year about how much you do like the fact that you got two opponents kind of in quick succession. How much does that maybe help with prep for the next game, even though obviously there's a game tonight?
There's less prep, actually, because you're only preparing for one team, so it's easier on the coaches, and it's also more fun because you get to make the adjustments that you're testing theories all the time with your game and your team. I love them. I wish we could have a lot more of them, and we'll slide into Detroit before and have to be ready to play that one, but I like the tight games like this.
Well, how, if at all, does the marquee matchup of this Leafs-Jets thing come into your planning and what you may say to your team today?
You get to say less because you can feel it, right? So divisional games or games that when elite players come in and you know you have to be really good to beat them, there's a different buzz in your room. So I get that all 82 games should be the same, but it's really boring and they are. Right? It's way better when there's a bunch of games on your calendar where you can say that's going to be a big game. It's more exciting for everybody. So, yes, every game's the same, and we want to play the same game and all that. But it's an exciting game tonight. I mean, you can feel it in the room. It'll be wired in the building.
There's been a trend towards earlier goalie pulls, Paul. I'm just curious how has your opinion on them changed, and what kind of information goes into it?
So we're talking about... Not, I'm mad at the guy chasing. And I yanked him in the first.
No, not those pulls.
Been a while.
I mean, how has your mentality changed over the years, and what information has gone into some of those changes about when is the right time?
It was a while ago, so we're talking about years ago. I think a report came out of university, it might have been Guelph, that there's a percentage change in when you should pull your goaltenders earlier. So I would agree with that. That the mentality maybe 20 years ago I mean, we're pulling him with like a minute 10 left, right? And then at 2 minutes was really early, and now he saw the 7 minute pull in Dallas the other night. If I'm not looking to do that with this group. We've scored enough goals late with our goaltender pulled, or we feel we have enough firepower that I don't want to be taken out of the game with that much time on the clock, because the next one is a backbreaker for you, right? So when you're down two, certainly earlier, you need to be comfortable that if you're going to pull them that early, you got to have two units that you're comfortable. We feel we would. So I would be on the side of probably pulling them earlier than I would have, but I'm not reaching into the second period. But I saw that once. Ted Nolan did it in Sault Ste. Marie. It was really good. Down 4-1, yanked his goalie at the end of second, scored, made it 4-2, won the game.
Interesting.
It's about 30 years ago, though. I'm not sure it still applies.
How about the determining who that extra forward end? Do you do it by feel, or is it?
So we in part, we do it by hands. We want certain lefties, righties out there because of our structure, and then it is by who do I think is going. So Brian Little, right, for me, should have had three game winners in a row. He's hot. He's the guy that goes out, stands, and he's feeling it, right? So his hands are right. He can find the holes, find the right place. He's a righty. I wanted a righty based on where we were working the puck, so it was good.